And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. On the eve of his trial for the murder of Oliver Wilson, Larry Noble is suddenly grim in his determination to win an acquittal of the crime committed backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, where Larry was starring in a hit play at the time. This sudden change of mood is due more to the fact that he wants to be free to deal with Rupert Barlow, whom he believes to be romantically involved with his wife Mary, than to his own future safety. And right now in Larry's lawyer's office, we find Mary and the lawyer Hubert Savage talking. And we hear...
I've been waiting here ever since you went to see Larry in the city jail, Mr. Savage, hoping you'd have some good news for me.
Then I'm afraid you're doomed to disappointment, Mrs. Noble.
You mean Larry still refuses to see me?
He won't even discuss the matter. And right now the time is too critical to make an issue of it.
But he must let me talk to him, Mr. Savage. We can't be separated from one another by a misunderstanding right now.
I promised you that I'd do what I could to bring about a reconciliation between you and Mr. Noble. But I found it was out of the question to make him listen.
Well, Larry can't go into court to be tried for his life without at least pretending that he and I are solidly in accord, no matter what he feels about me.
You may be sure, Mrs. Noble, that I'll do my best to convince him to do just that. But as far as your visiting with him for the present, there's nothing I can do.
But he doesn't understand. Larry believes that I've been seeing Rupert Barlow, in spite of his jealous feelings about the man. He thinks that I've betrayed him when he needs me most, and that I'm seriously interested in Rupert. It's not true, Mr. Savage. Not a word of it is true.
You know best about that, Mrs. Noble. And I am anxious to believe you. But in view of the circumstances, there's little I can do except let your husband decide for himself.
You won't stop trying to convince him, will you, Mr. Savage? You do whatever you can to help me talk to Larry.
Yes, I'll do what I can. Right now, I'm on my way to talk to Lester Jordan. I understand he knows where I can find that missing witness, Miss Claudia Vincent.
Claudia Vincent? Hasn't she already done enough harm to Larry and me? If it weren't for her, Larry wouldn't be where he is today.
Now, that's a matter of opinion, Mrs. Noble. It's quite possible that Miss Vincent will be the most valuable witness in our whole case, if she'll tell everything she knows.
You can't possibly trust Claudia Vincent. Why, she's nothing but a fortune hunter, and even a blackmailer. For years, she'd done her best to compromise Rupert Barlow and force him to pay her off. When she was unsuccessful in that, she turned to Larry. And turned his head so completely that he ruined his whole career just trying to help her.
It's natural, perhaps, Mrs. Noble, that you should feel some resentment against Miss Vincent, if any of the popular rumors about your husband's interest in her are true. On the other hand, Miss Claudia Vincent is the person most able to shed light on what happened backstage at the Hamilton Theater on the night Oliver Wilson was murdered.
If she told the truth about what she knows, she'd be sitting in Larry's place right now. She'd be arrested for Oliver's murder.
Mrs. Noble, please let me caution you not to make reckless statements like that, whatever your personal sentiments. For some time, I've feared that the prosecution was keeping Miss Vincent carefully out of sight and that she would testify for them at the trial.
Claudia Vincent would testify for anyone who would give her the best price. Don't you understand what kind of woman she is? She eloped with the man, thinking he was fabulously rich, and then found out he was nothing but a fortune hunter like herself. Isn't it more likely that she would murder the man than Larry would commit the crime in a fit of jealousy?
Let me say it again, Mrs. Noble, that it's most unwise right now to make accusations. We are faced with an extremely precarious case. So much can be gained from the courtroom testimony of witnesses such as Miss Vincent. Your husband's life may depend on just such a fine thread. And now, if you'll excuse me, I must follow up this lead.
Yes, of course. I'll go back to my hotel. You'll let me know whatever you find out.
Of course. And just one more thing, Mrs. Noble.
Yes?
I advise you to be very discreet about any future visits with Mr. Rupert Barlow. I'll be in touch with you later today. Goodbye.
Hubert Savage hurries out of the office and down the hall before Mary Noble has a chance to answer. And a short time later, Savage appears at the apartment of Lester Jordan, a close friend of Larry Noble's. And we hear...
Hello. Hubert Savage, what in the world brings you here? Come in.
Thanks. I want to talk to Miss Claudia Vincent.
Claudia? What makes you think you can find her here?
Larry Noble said that you knew where she was. He indicated that you were helping her to hide out till the start of the trial.
Oh, the devil, you say.
Let me tell you one thing, Lester. If it's true that you've known right along where Miss Vincent was, you've done your good friend Larry Noble a great deal of harm. I've made it clear for some time that I was very anxious to talk to her.
Well, that's all very well, Hubert, but my hands were tied. I couldn't let you know. I had to keep her whereabouts a secret. I've been doing everything I possibly could to help Larry.
You should have let me know you were in touch with Miss Vincent. You realized how important she might be to our defense, Lester?
Well, of course I realized it. That's why I've been helping her to keep out of sight till she takes a stand.
Don't you realize that it's vital for a defense lawyer to question his witnesses beforehand? Don't you know that a surprise witness is only supposed to surprise the opposition? She isn't supposed to be a surprise to the cause she's defending.
I tell you, there wasn't a thing I could do about it.
I don't follow you. I don't see why you couldn't notify me.
Well, perhaps I can explain that, Mr.
What?
Savage. Well, after all, it's not fair to poor Lester to have you cast the blame on him.
Miss Vincent, Hubert Savage.
How do you do?
Larry told him you were here. He knew because I told him myself. I thought it might help his morale.
Oh, that's all right, Lester. I don't mind. Well, now that my whereabouts is known, we may as well be perfectly frank with one another.
I should say it's high time.
May we all sit down? We'd be much more comfortable.
Oh, of course. I didn't realize. Let's go into the study. It's quiet and we won't be disturbed. And cigarette, anybody? Drink?
I think one would be very nice, Lester. A very long one for me, please.
Hubert?
No, nothing at all.
All right, I'll be right back. In the meantime, you might tell Hubert how it happens. I've kept your hiding place a secret.
Now, Miss Vincent, I'll be very glad to know your reasons for keeping me in the dark, knowing as you must that I am Larry Noble's lawyer, and that it is up to me to conduct the defense at his trial.
You mustn't blame Lester, Mr. Savage. It wasn't his fault. Oh, he's been so very cooperative and so generous. I don't know how I shall ever repay his kindness when this ghastly mess is over.
You are willing to help this man, aren't you?
But yes, of course, Mr. Savage. Well, I want to do everything I can for poor Larry Noble. Well, that's why I've stayed on in New York all this time, when my very life was in danger.
That's a very dramatic statement, Miss Vincent. Just who is threatening your life at this particular time?
Well, that's something I can't tell Mr. Savage, not now. But you can be sure that I'm not exaggerating. Well, Lester knows that. He saw me in that little out-of-the-way hotel where I went to escape notice. He saw me the day after I'd been attacked and knocked unconscious. I still have a painful bruise on my head.
Oh, you've given me a very bad time, wondering where you might be.
I withstood all the threats and the dangers, and I promise you they are not imaginary. In order to take the stand when Larry goes to trial...
And what evidence have you to give?
I'm sure that I can clear Larry Noble of guilt when my story is told, Mr. Savage.
Good. That's the most hopeful thing I've heard since I accepted this case. Suppose you outline your information as you know it. Give me the entire story first. Later I can ask questions.
But I can't give it all to you, but I can tell you enough to show you that I'm well worth all the trouble and the expense that Larry's friends have been put to. You see, I know who the real murderer is. I know it without question. And when the time comes, I'll give that story to the court.
Claudia Vincent shrewdly watches Larry Noble's lawyer, Hubert Savage, to find out how convincing her story sounds. And sometime later, the lawyer's with his client in the visiting room of the New York City jail. And we hear...
You put me on to a very good thing, Mr. Noble, when you directed me to Miss Claudia Vincent.
Then Lester Jordan was right. Claudia is staying in his apartment.
Yes, I've just come from there. And I'm convinced that we will have a very strong witness in Miss Vincent.
If she doesn't decide to run out on us when the time comes, Mr. Savage.
Oh, I'm very sure she won't. In fact, I have every assurance that Miss Vincent has faced grave personal dangers in order to help you when your trial begins.
It's a pity she couldn't have let me know, don't you think? Instead of keeping herself so carefully out of sight.
She had good reason to hide, I promise you. And even now, she isn't out of danger. But I feel that she will make an excellent witness. For the first time, Mr. Noble, I feel convinced that your trial will end in an out-and-out acquittal. Before today, the most I honestly hoped for was a hung jury.
I hope you're right, because I have a personal score to settle as soon as I'm allowed to leave this place.
You've said that before, Mr. Noble, and I think it's a mistake to talk like that. It might do you great harm if anyone were to overhear you.
It might be a good thing if Rupert Barlow were to hear me. It might make him a bit more careful about running after my wife.
Hubert Savage looks nervously through his briefcase as Larry's face flushes with anger. Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, The story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.